Hey everybody, it's me, Cy. Enough of you are buying tickets in Asheville that they have decided to add another show. So now there will be a Saturday show, Saturday the 13th. So if you are trying to get tickets for Friday, you better buy them soon because they're going to be gone. And if you want to come Saturday, there is now a Saturday as well. Also, I'll be in the Denver area in May 10th and 11th, Fort Collins. The Comedy Fort, check it out. You can get tickets to both those in the description of this episode. And then you can get tickets to see Chad Daniels on his new tour as he is working on his new hour after the special at chaddaniels.com. And finally, speaking of Chad Daniels, after recording his special and then going right into a hectic week with his son getting married on a destination wedding, we thought it was appropriate to give the big daddy the week off. And so we have asked a couple of our good friends to come on and fill in because they both have specials out. Friends of the program, the great Dan St. Germain and the great Ali Sultan. Dan did the first half of the episode. Ali did the second half. Both their specials are available on YouTube. Please check them out. They're fantastic. Chad and I love them. And I think you guys are going to like the episode. Come see me at those two shows that are only in two parts of the country. Bye! Hey everybody, today's episode is brought to you by Fume. Start the year off right by going to tryfume.com/somewhere. And you can put our 10% off code in. It's somewhere. Enter it. Go to tryfume.com/somewhere. Fresh off his brand new YouTube special, Dance Fatty Dance, and also fresh off a visit to my real life kitchen, the great Dan St. Germain. You and Soder were over for food just a week ago, and I gotta tell you, man, I forgot what this pandemic has done, dude, is it has isolated all of us. You know, I know it's over now, but comedy is so isolationist as it is, and then you throw in a pandemic and space and career and life changes. I forgot, because I got to see you perform at Go Bananas. I forgot how, because here's the thing. You walked into that green room at Bananas. You're like, oh, I'm just trying stuff. And you're such a good joke writer that you're just trying stuff already has most of the fat cut off of just ideas.
Yeah. Well, so, you can hear that, but your steak, holy shit, and your set was fantastic. I like this. I mean, I like the steak more than any stand-up. You could have Richard Pryor come back and do his tight 10, and I would still prefer your steak. But you were side crushed on the shows, and it wasn't like guest spot crush. It was like legit crush. And then because I have, you know, I won't say who, but I have done that club, and I've had. I'll tell you off recording. I have had a comic come there to kind of be like, yeah, this, you know, this is kind of my club. You know what I mean? Like one of those spots. But your new stuff was great.
Oh, thank you. Well, and I care way more about the compliment about my cooking. I'm becoming one of those early middle-aged whites who is really invested in making meats for other people.
Yeah, it's an excellent steak.
It was, yeah, it was very, very nice. But it was nice to, just your energy. It was nice to see you in person again, and to be able to fuck around a little bit. Dude, this special, and I we'll talk about it. I'll send everybody go check it out, and we'll pump it a little bit more at the end. But I got to tell you, it is in a sea of stuff that is, I think, medium to average. It's really, really good. Where did you shoot it at?
Thank you, buddy. It Brooklyn Comedy Club, Old Man Hustle.
Yeah.
It felt like a very like black box, like all the, everybody's jokes were like dark and good. And, you know, I wanted people to feel like that they were seeing like kind of like a real New York show. I hate talking about myself. I just realized, like,
I
I
was
just thought
watching you.
about, I was just thought about was, I'm sorry too. As I'm talking to you, like, I'm in the middle of this lawsuit and I'm getting texts about that. And I was like, oh fuck, I forgot. I had to call schedule
Let's
update
talk about the
today.
lawsuit. This is a big lawsuit
Again, an
podcast.
another thing that I'll another thing I'll talk to you, I'll tell you about that right after the call. I didn't get a chance to just casually talk about that on the phone. Although you've been through it the last couple of years. I mean, Jesus. You know, like, we're I looked at a picture of myself from like 5 years ago, dude. Like, I was like, you know, now with the way this fucking business is now, you've just got to like go through all your clips and cut things up. And I was looking at like a video of me in like 2000, the fall of 2018, and you know, before I was married, I was just engaged at that point, or maybe it was like early 2019. And the amount I've aged in that, like, it's like so bad. Not only have I gotten fat, I've gotten gray, I've gotten like haggard. Like, it's so bad how much I've aged. Like, that's why I have to do another special just to be like, look thinner and like just look like I'm not, because you know, this special, this special I taped literally. I was still drinking. I wasn't drunk for the special or anything, but I was still puffy from drinking, and it was like 3 months after my mom died. So I'm like, well, next one I kind of want to look somewhat like I'm not like, you know, the corpse of fucking Ryan Dunn washing up on a beach. You know, it really
You don't
is
want to look like you don't want to look like the Ghostbusters are about to suck you into one of the traps.
yeah, I mean, you know, well, I made that mistake of like, well, you know, I've got a hot wife, like I can just you know, I don't have to look good anymore. But now I'm like starting to see, like, no, it's about like living, like you have to live, you
Yeah,
know.
you gotta keep going. That's the you're right about the clips and stand up and going back through all your old stuff. And you know, for me, it is also a journey. I age like a president who was in charge of all the other presidents. Like
You and I both in the last couple of years look significantly older, and I think we're the same age, right?
Yeah, it looks like we, and you made a joke about this on stage at Bananas, but it looks like we got two very different diseases.
Yeah, that's true. I called you Cancer Giant. I was like,
Yeah.
it
Yeah,
was like.
it was an interesting collection of odd looking men on that show. Men who you could tell used to look like a different man.
Yeah, it sucks, dude. It sucks. Like, aging stinks. I didn't think it was gonna just come that fast for us, but it really did.
It really happens fast. Speaking of dudes who look like, or men who look like other men, one of the things we got to talk about while you were here is one of my favorite topics on the planet, the great Hulk Hogan.
Oh my God, he's in the news this week.
He's always in the news.
Well,
Hulk is
he was.
always
I'll
one
tell you.
step away.
That's why, as soon as you mentioned, I'm like, yeah, I could talk. I have new Hulk Hogan news that I could talk about. He was doing like they cut some of his. I guess he's doing his. He was doing a. He's doing it. He now he's Christian. You know, that's his thing. Like all these guys, after they're doing literally like all the coke and all the fucking hookers and in the world, they, you know, they go the Pat Robertson route. And he was like, he was being interviewed. He lies. He's the biggest liar ever, and he lies constantly. And he's being interviewed by this minister who was like, every single one of his lies is he's like this close from being like the biggest guy, like the biggest thing that the world has ever seen. But he just like we talked about, like, oh, he couldn't get to the phone to get to the, you know, to get the call for the George Foreman grill. He was supposed to be the bassist of Metallica. This one is that
Which,
the
by the
head.
way, because not everybody knows this, you are deep in the wrestling game. That's a real thing he said, that Metallica
Yes,
thing.
you know, I thought you were about to say that's real. I'm like, it is not real. It's
No,
not real.
no,
He
it's a real
lies
thing he
constantly.
said.
This is like this one is that like one of the he basically tell I forget which I, it was like it was one of the big studio heads. You know, I want to say Robert Evans, but no, that's just like a producer. One of the big studio heads sat him down and said, "Hey, you know, we want to make you the next John Wayne." So you need to devote your entire life to being the next John. This is after, like, and he again has such a revisionist history. He goes, yeah, because I just done, this movie that was a big hit. He's never had a movie that was a big hit. He's never had a movie. He had No Holds Barred that was a bomb. He had Suburban Commando that was a bomb. He had Santa with Muscles that was a bomb. He's just const he was constantly bombing. But he just is like, yeah, but I told him, like, I love the wrestling business too much. Also a lie. He's never liked the wrestling business ever. He's just done it as a way to make money. Like, that's the one thing that I like about Hogan is that, like, he was backstage and Bret Hart, if you like listen to Bret Hart talk now, he's like the big, most bitter, like, he hates everybody, and like,
He's
is
like
just,
one of those. He's like one of those NFL guys who made $80 a week back in the '60s and
yes.
now has to watch people make $100 million.
And I mean, he was a great wrestler, I will say that, but he's it's just all like it, no one's as good as him. He's constantly shit. He also got, like, I think he got, like, he had a stroke and he fell on his head, and it hit, like, the part of your head that you're supposed to, like, filter out the, the things that he says out. So he was backstage, and, like, Brett was, like, reading one of his, like, reviews, like a Wrestling Observer, of, like, how great Brett was. And they were talking about, like, oh, this guy from Japan is the best wrestler in the world. And Hogan just laughed and was like, brother, the best wrestlers in the world is the guy who draws the most money. And that's who Hogan is, dude. Like, he's about money, dude. He's not about, like, the art of anything, Come on.
I love that he, because you're right, what he does is he's always just one step away from something that's true, and also one step away from being, it's like he's doing the movie Forrest Gump if he never quite got all the stuff. He's always like, I was almost the thing.
Yeah,
He's
no,
like
it is.
almost
It
Gump.
really is. It was. It's like, it's. He's doing the more movie Forrest Gump. If, yeah, and he's just always fucking, like, even, like, talking about, like, he's always, like, talking about, oh, then this guy ruined my marriage, and I was like, dude, you were a swinger for like 20 years. Like, we all know this. Like, no, you don't care about anything. Like, like, I don't even think the guy, he got busted because he said the N-word a bunch of times. I don't think he is a racist. I think he said the N-word because it was the most hurtful thing you could say in that moment about someone his daughter was dating, and he's always wanted to fuck his daughter. I think it's more about, like, he's always wanted to just plow the shit out of Brooke.
Can you
And
imagine? Can you imagine saying something ho so racially horrible is something that is actually covering up a more nefarious motive?
oh, I think so. I mean, dude, I think if the guy was Chinese, he would have said, whatever. If he was Latino, he would have said whatever. Like, this Hogan just wanted to hurt the feelings of the guy who is fucking his daughter. And right after that happened, I don't know if you remember, like, right after he was exposed or whatever, that next day, his daughter and him, like, just kept, like, retweeting pictures of him and, like, sick black kids for Make-A-Wish. It was, like, so funny. And, dude,
That's the worst PR campaign of all time. He has we talked about this. Anyone from Minnesota knows that he started Pasta Mania in the Mall of America, and that's a real one. That's a real thing he failed at. But I loved wrestling as a kid. I paid attention later, but not on the level. Are you still doing Wrestle Roast with Lawrence?
Doing Wrestle Rose, it's the podcast I can never quit.
It's a really fun idea, and it's like the thing I like about it
Not
is for
roasting
the
as much. Now we're just, like, covering the news, but like, just because we've roasted everybody and we're like,
you
what are
went
we
through
gonna,
the whole thing.
are we gonna roast Man Mountain Rock? Like, all these wrestlers no one even knows. So, but yeah, it's like my, it's my, we all have our dirty things we're into. It's my version of making meat is following wrestling.
And I think, like, just the off the like when you all these guys are one or two small degrees of separation away from some funny business. What the one that I just read about recently, are you familiar with Ric Flair Finance?
Oh my God, please, no one give your money to that.
It was a real thing he started.
It was, yeah, I remember you got his tit suit off for that, right?
Yeah, because it was nothing about it was by the letter of the law. It was
A
really, really
man who's
wildly.
known for constantly going bankrupt started his own financial advisory company. This is out of this world. These guys, they do not operate. By the way, me roasting Ric Flair is on my YouTube channel if you want to check it out. For that said, I was drunk. But like, yeah, I also have like a best of on there. But yeah, I mean, these guys, it's crazy, dude. They just, it's it, it like Ric Flair opening up a financial, like, show, financial advisory, anything is like Harvey Weinstein opening up a women's shelter, or Ric Flair opening up a women's shelter.
Dude, what was the name of that Hogan? What was the USA show? What was it called? Thunder in Paradise? Was that
Thunder in
what it was?
Paradise. Well, that
Thunder
was
in.
the one he like he, that this is all the proof you need that Hogan was never going to be a crossover star, because it was the same guy, I believe, who did Baywatch, and it was supposed to be the next Baywatch, and it just wasn't. Like, because I mean, I saw the we reviewed it on my podcast. They're the first episode, or it's the first movie or an episode. There's like a weird Hogan sex scene that closes in on it, and it's just
Oof.
like fucking gross. That's the funniest. We talked about that over lunch. It's like during the lawsuit, he had to make the distinction between how big Terry Bollea's dick is versus Hulk Hogan's. But he is, I mean, he's more Hulk Hogan than Terry Bollea. There's no Terry Bollea next left.
We again, because you're deep in the weeds and I'm close to deep in the weeds, we have to explain this to the people. So when he was on trial suing Gawker, over the sex tape, over all that stuff, while wearing his dress suit do-rag,
Yeah, his somber rag.
he was trying to explain to the process or to the opposing counsel and to the jury that Hulk Hogan is not Terry Bollea, which is his real name. It's this supersized version of him, and it's everything. And somehow he found himself in this area where he was discussing how big Hulk Hogan's penis was as
Yeah.
opposed to Terry's.
Because Terry Bollea's penis is the one that was picked up on film. I don't know if you guys that. We've still never seen Hulk Hogan's penis on film, but we've seen plenty of Terry Bollea's dick.
My brother Jess was living down there in that area when Hogan was in his prime, like to the thing where you just see Hogan at a gas station, pumping gas and stuff. And
Yeah.
Bubba the Love Sponge was huge. And for years, he would just get the like, yeah, it's not right. There's something like that thing where something's gonna happen years in advance.
Yeah, like Bubba the Love Sponge is like, when the guy, you ever seen Boogie Nights, when in the third act when the guy with the mustache shows up and you're like, oh, people are about to get shot. Like it that's like Bubba the Love Sponge has that sex tape though. I mean, that is the funniest sex tape. Like it's the only sex tape where the guy goes, oh man, I really shouldn't have fucking eaten pasta before I got here. I'm such a fucking pig. I mean, that's the one time he does. To Terry Bollea's credit, that is all Terry Bollea on that sex tape. Like, it is.
Just a little bit of self-hate that actually comes out.
Yeah.
Man, there was I there's nothing funnier than a celebrity like one that is self-put out like a dick pic or a sex tape. Dak Prescott has this like it came out years ago. I don't know if he wanted to prove it was his dick, but he took a pic from underneath. Like bottom carriage of like where they sew the dick together, the seam. He
Yeah,
took a seam
yeah.
pick with his face
But to
looking
get length on
over.
it?
It would, dude, it is the funniest, other than Justin Bieber's, it is the funniest dick pick I've ever
Wasn't it,
seen.
was that to get the most length out of it? Is that why he did it?
I don't. I wonder if he's like, it really is me, Dak Prescott, the famous quarterback. Yes. Now you have $1 million in your phone if you wish to share this. It's a wild decision.
Because the two biggest wrestling cocks that we never saw were Virgil, rest in peace, who just died, and Lonnie Poffo, rest in peace, who just died. We lost the biggest wrestling cocks the last couple of years. Apparently, Batista is huge, too. Those are the three that are like...
I would think The Undertaker, you would imagine. It's kind of like one of those things you wouldn't... If he just has a normal one, that's probably a bummer for him.
Yeah, I heard a rumor that Shaq just has a normal dick, which I'm like, it's a have weird, you ever, weird rumor.
Have you ever seen Sandler? Have you ever seen, so anybody listening, on Conan, Sandler, you can find it on YouTube, Sandler tells the story of trying to see Shaq's penis on Conan, and it is very, very, very good and very funny. yeah, it's a funny, one of the things I've always liked about you is... I'm a celebration of maniacs type of guy. I love maniacs. I think you're way. But you're also a celebration of underdogs. Like the kind of the catastrophe underdogs, you know, the movie The Wrestler, you know, you put out that funny sketch all those years ago, The Fluffer, which was a parody of the
YouTube channel, folks. Come on.
But that's like, I think there's so many of those, it's rare when somebody from professional wrestling doesn't end up in that community, right? Like when you see like The Undertaker, where he just goes on a podcast, you're like, oh, this is just like a pretty normal-ish, extra tall 60-year-old man. It's pretty, like Sting just went out pretty normal with like, both of his sons dressed as different versions of him in his last appearance, and seems normalish.
You also pick the two most likable wrestlers, personally. Yeah, like Sting. Everybody likes Sting. Everybody likes Mark Calloway, who's the Undertaker. I mean, the only thing people like kind of shit on Mark Calloway for is some of the political stuff, you know. But everything. I mean, those are the guys that are like known as cool guys backstage. And can like and I think that their personalities are more emblematic of the wrestlers who are our age and younger that are in the business now. Because like, you know, when I was at the roast of Ric Flair, a lot of the guys like I was hanging out with, like Josh Alexander, like Cowboy James Storm, and they're just cool normal hangs, you know. But everybody like, you know, 10 years 20 years above that is from that carny, I've got to live the gimmick. And then what happens is they start becoming the gimmick. It's actually like in a comic example of that is like Carlos Mencia became a Mexican comic, even though he wasn't, you know. Yeah. Like, and it happens with wrestlers quite a bit.
Yeah. Especially if you think of, you know, back then, think about getting famous in the 80s and 90s with a gimmicked personality. Connect, because you don't have social, you can't differentiate, you can't show yourself in all these different ways. There are some bad things about social media, consuming poisonous, you know, all that stuff. But also, if you are somebody who is a prominent figure, like a wrestler, an athlete, or an entertainer or actor, you can show your life off and draw your fans into the multiple levels of who you are. But if you're like the fucking Macho Man, who's the Macho Man in the ring, and they're like, hey, we want you to do this for Slim Jims, pretty soon you're just at dinner like, oh yeah, like it's, you just lose it, right?
Yeah, because people, you know, like my friend was working at Six Flags as a security guard, and like Macho Man just walked in with his wife. I think he was with Gorgeous George at the time, which is there's a wrestler Gorgeous George, and then there was, you know, the former, you know, penthouse model Gorgeous George. And and Macho Man asked for directions, and I was like, well, what was that like? He was like, it was the most needlessly intense interaction I've ever had my entire life. I'm like, he wasn't a dick. He wasn't cool. It was just so amped up to 11 of like, I've never seen, like, he was like sweating while asking for direction and like pointing. And of course, then the guy dies from a heart attack, like, you know, 10 years later. But I think that's it, you know, like they're just constantly at 11, man.
And I think that I think that's hard for them. I think you also though give people these moments. Like that's a great moment. That's such a funny story to tell. And I think anybody who gets big enough, I've probably told it on this show before, but one of my best friends, his best friend, this is a who's who, his was working at a fancy restaurant, I think the W, or a hotel, I think the W in downtown Minneapolis, and Larry Bird was staying there back when he was, I think, with the Pacers. And Larry Bird comes walking through the lobby, and the guy is working, he's like the concierge desk, and Larry's walking by and he goes, "Where's a good restaurant to eat around here?" And he waits, and the guy doesn't come up with something immediately. And without breaking stride or stopping walking, Larry Bird just goes, "Fuck it, I'm going to Hard Rock." And then just. And that's as good a story as some of the on-court shit-talking ones. So I like being able to be like, "Yeah, I saw Hulk Hogan at a gas station, and he was calling the squeegee brother." It was great. It was a really fun time.
apparently there's this other story. Bruce Prichard, who I'm friends with, I guess like him and Hogan did mushrooms on a plane together, and it was like the first time like Bruce had ever done mushrooms and Hogan, and they just he like they were like the flight attendant came out with their chicken or whatever, and like apparently to Bruce like the chicken started moving on the plate, and he looks over to Hogan, and Hogan without missing a beat just goes, "I know the chicken, brother. I got it. Not the chicken. I know, brother. It's the chicken." He was going through the same like hallucination. Thank
Dan, you're the fucking best, dude.
you, buddy.
Before I get you out of here, it's Dance Fatty Dance. It's
Dance,
on
Fatty,
YouTube.
dance. It's on YouTube. It's free, folks.
It's
The only thing I
free.
ask is to leave a positive comment and or follow me on Instagram. Those are the two things I ask.
And the guy who normally sits in your chair hates compliments in the same way that you do, but I'm going to do it with you here. It is truly fantastic. You
Thank you,
have
buddy.
You've always been funny. Your Conan was funny. Your half hour is funny. And this is right in March step. And the next stuff is going to be too. So the other thing you guys can
Appreciate
do
it,
is
man.
follow Dan because I know he's going to try to hit up some independent rooms in the next year. So follow him on Instagram. You'll see tour dates
Absolutely.
there. It was fucking great, man. Thank you for doing
Yeah, dude,
this.
great to hang. It was great to hang out last week. Let's do it again.
Yeah, I love you, bud. Talk to you soon.
Love you too, buddy.
You ever tried to break a bad habit and you feel like you're climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, a lot of people have felt that exact same way, but here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching up. Fume takes your habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. It's an innovative, award-winning flavored air device. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. I've got some buddies who are trying Fume out. They love the taste, they love the feel, they love the look. Plus, Fume just released a magnetic stand for your Fume, so there's no more losing it around the house. You just plop it on there, use it when you need it, and then you can stick it back on there for those of us who are constantly losing things. Start the year off right, everybody, with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/somewhere. And Fume is giving listeners of this show 10% off when they use the code somewhere to help make starting out this new good habit that much easier. Check it out, tryfume.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the beautiful, the wonderful, the funny Ali Sultan. We talk about him a lot on this program. Before the show, he's been, listen to me, people. Ali has been talking about ghosts, and I was like, "Yeah, let's talk about that." And then he goes, "I don't think that's the right way to promote a special." And I go, "I think that is, I think anything else." He's like, "What if I tell a story about when I ran away from home?" I think the ghost stuff will alienate me to people. You're an insane. Have you ever listened to this show? This show, these people, give them the fact that you are so Ollie, I'm gonna start it here. You traditionally do not believe in ghosts.
I do not. I don't even like using the word ghosts.
Sure, you okay. But you have moved into a new place, and there are some odd things happening.
So odd. It's crazy. Like I'm not a believer of ghosts. I do, my belief system is there are things that we can't explain and see, and they happen to exist. You know what I mean? And
So
that's as far as
your belief system is the opening monologue on X-Files is your belief system.
exactly. Yeah, 100%. And I just don't like drawing conclusions of what I can't see and analyze. So I don't like giving traits and stuff like that. But I can for sure tell you there's something in our apartment that's been fucking with me.
You and your girlfriend, you have an
Me and my
apartment.
girlfriend. Yes. And it's not a new apartment. We lived there for quite a while, but it's a very old home. Okay. It's an old home. Like an old guy died there once. I don't know if that's a
Well, he's the
factor.
ghost. Then he's the
He's the ghost.
ghost.
There you go. Conclusion drawn. So here's what happens. It starts kind of mischievous. I am about to go on a road with Chad to Texas. So we did Houston and Addison.
Which, by the way, if I had to pick the places in America where Ollie would thrive, he and I talked about Oklahoma City recently, which, because I've been with you in rural Minnesota, and it's a very different thing for me to go on stage in rural Minnesota than for you to go on stage in rural Minnesota. And I feel like Dallas is like that, but with tall buildings times a
It
million.
is a it's a vibe for sure. I would say this, Houston, I had one of my best sets there. Houston was
You that makes sense.
incredible.
That makes sense. I didn't put Houston in that mix. Houston, they're like, let's listen. And in Dallas, they're like, get him.
Get him. Get him, Jim. But it still was a lot of fun. We had a good time there. But so before I leave, I was packing up, I was putting my laptop that's on the desk away. And then I have an attachment. I sent you a picture, right? You saw the picture of the
Yeah,
attachment.
you've got one of those little USB ports.
It's like Apple are a bunch of assholes and they make you buy a lot of attachment. And this attachment helps you connect your USB drives and whatnot. So I put this away because I don't want my two cats to fuck with it. So I leave to Dallas. I come back on Sunday and I want to edit a video. I want to edit my special. And I can't find that attachment. And I look in the three places that I would put it. One is in the cupboard, the picture that I sent you. One would be the drawer, and one would be this bowl that where we leave keys and everything. And I look multiple times. I look like 10 times each. I'm getting frustrated. I ask my girlfriend to look in the same spaces. She grabs a flash drive, or sorry, a flashlight, and she illuminates the spaces and looks thorough. She doesn't see anything. I go, all right, fuck it. Maybe the cats took it. I buy a new attachment. The day that it arrives, 2 days later, as soon as I open it, I go to that same cupboard to grab my external hard drive and I see the attachment where I would never have missed it. You saw the picture. There's no way I could miss that thing.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's very out. It's kind of like in Making a Murderer when they look behind that desk and they go, that's the key right there. You're like, ah, somebody put that key there.
Exactly. It
Time
was
for us
just.
to frame a handicapped boy. Somebody put that key there.
And then I grab my girlfriend immediately. I go, hey, Kelsey, did you look here thorough? She goes, not only did I look, I flashed a light. And I said, yeah, I've actually took everything from that cupboard outside and back. There's
I
no way I
love
would
it.
have missed this thing.
I love it.
You like you're in? You're in the story? You
Here's the
like
thing. Here's the thing.
this?
It is so is this the only incident or are there
No,
more
I have
incidences?
many incidences. So that's strike one.
Okay, so I will say so far I am intrigued.
Intrigued.
I am intrigued and I think you probably just have a really funny girlfriend. So keep going.
No, she's not that funny. So I guarantee you, she doesn't have that kind of awesome sense of humor.
I'm clipping that. That's we never put clips up. We're gonna clip this up and we're gonna collaborate it with Kelsey. It's gonna be the only clip we
Amazing.
ever put up.
So I'll rewind. Okay, 2 days before that.
Okay.
Here's what I tell you I feel. I usually don't see things or hear things, but I do feel presence. You ever like walk in a room, you're like, there's something here. I'm very sensitive
Totally. Yeah,
to
you're.
spaces, right? I feel
Oh, yes,
energies.
that's a very, that's a very normal thing for a person to say. I agree with you. Keep going
Yeah,
on.
so I'm in my
I want
room.
you to know that the way this show normally works is I say something like that, and then Chad says something really belittling to me for saying something like that. And then for 8 months afterwards, I'll get weird Instagram posts about like ghosts, and
That's funny.
it'll just say, I sense presences, like stuff like that.
That's great. I feel like that something is watching me. I just have that
Totally.
sensation. And then I look at the corner of our bedroom and I see a ripple in space. I see a distortion in space.
No. How
And
are you
it's
telling? Okay.
this is like this is around 5 a.m. Okay, I wake up feeling like something is watching me. I look at the corner and I see a distortion in space. And then I go, I'm probably just waking up. My eyes are playing tricks on me. I just dismiss it. I go, fuck that. I didn't see anything. I go back to sleep. Okay. I wake up the next day, and later on during the day, I'm sitting down with Kelsey in our living room couch, right? And we both have this sensation that we feel something is in the room, and she hears a frequency. She hears a weird frequency, and she turns her head. She looks into a corner of our living room, and she goes, "I think my eyes are playing tricks on me." I go, "Hey, what did you see by any chance?" Because I'm trying to see if it's the same thing. And she goes, "Oh, it's nothing. I'm just probably like tired." And I go, "Was it a distortion in space, kind of?" And she goes, "Yeah." So we
No,
both
he
saw
well, I
the
don't
same
even.
fucking thing.
The fact that you would both describe it as a distortion in space sounds like a football player trying to explain something scientific. Like, there's some O lineman that for some reason is on the Joe Rogan Experience, and he goes, Joe, there's all these
Ripples.
distortions and yeah, it's okay. So you both saw
We
the
just saw this
distortion in space.
weird thing that happened, and like a weird, it just felt like it was space wrapped in it within it. It felt, I don't know, distortion is the best way I can describe it. And
Totally.
she described the
Totally.
same thing, and we saw the same thing. I was like, okay, I don't like it, but I think we both can be crazy. We both saw something similar. And then, I started booking a lot of trips at this point. I
You're
don't want to sleep. I don't want to sleep in the
let me come home to a dead girlfriend. I don't want
apartment.
them to find me next to her. If the
There
ghosts are
was,
gonna.
hey, I was taking gigs left and right. I was like, yeah, Nebraska, I'll be right there. $300, I'm in.
The angriest town in Missouri, send me down.
So I'm gone again. This time I'm in between this and this next vacation, I start having weird sleep paralysis events.
Have you ever
Have
had those
you?
before in your whole life?
I've had them two, three times, like seldom, and it doesn't feel great. But I got to a point where if it happens to me, I just know to stay calm and just fall back asleep.
And do you want to explain to the people what, because I think sleep paralysis is a pretty explanatory, I think you conceptualize it, but for those people who've never heard it.
Essentially, you kind of wake up and your body's still paralyzed, so you can't move it. And a lot of times you freak out and you try to wake up and you can't. And sometimes you just kind of fall back asleep, or sometimes you manage to wake up. That's how I would experience it in that manner. Now I'm experiencing it in a way I've never experienced it before. I would kind of wake up within my body feeling a vibrating sensation. Like a really strong vibrating sensation on my body.
Ollie, I don't know how to break it to you because you should have learned this a while ago. Those are called wet dreams.
I wake up with a lot of sticky
Lot of
material,
semen
a lot of
everywhere.
sticky distortion.
A lot of sticky. The cat's in front of me. He's got the plug in me. Yeah.
No. So I wake up with my body vibrating, and it's a weird sensation. It feels very alien.
Okay.
And then I'm like, I don't like this. I want to wake up. I don't trust to just stay awake, to sleep feeling this way. And then I manage to wake up, and then I go back to sleep. And then it would happen two, three, four times. And it would happen usually around the same hours, like between like 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. And it would happen to me like day after day after day. And one time I thought I was awake. So I get up. I'm not even thinking about this thing. And I open the door to my bedroom. I look at the end of the hallway. At the end of the hallway, I see a voidant figure. I see something darker than dark, like a shadowy figure. And it has like, it looked more masculine than feminine. And it's kind of peeking its head at me. Like it's just playing peekaboo almost. It's like, it's just showing me just parts of its head. Okay.
Totally.
And then I go, what the fuck is that? So I try to like wake up Kelsey, and then all I can make is pig noises.
What do you mean?
I think I thought I
Because
was awake.
you're having sleep paralysis. This is a dream.
This is a dream. I thought I was awake,
Okay.
but it felt like I was awake awake. So then I
Okay,
start
gotcha.
trying to make a scream, and then I make oink noises. I'm like oink oink oink, which is a for a Muslim to make oink noises. You know how bad things have to be. It's ominous, right? So and then I eventually get up, and then Kelsey goes, what was that? You were making like pig noises. And then I was creeped out by that. I was like, all right, I'm glad that I'm gonna be leaving. And the next day I leave for vacation.
Sure.
I get a call from her saying, hey, I can't find this like giant air dryer that she has that's like r bright red. I was like, I don't know, look here, look there. And she looks and looks in the same space that she would always put it, and she can't find it. I come back from vacation, I help her look in the same space as well, can't find it. And then she goes, at one point, she tells the thing, she goes, hey, if you hid my thing, please put it back. And then the closet door, like the cupboard door, opens by
Get
itself.
the fuck out of here. And it's
And
in
then
there?
she goes into the same spot she looked, and this thing's huge. You can't miss it. And she finds it right there, dude.
Yeah, I don't. First of
Yeah.
all, you and Kelsey handle things very differently than Jen and I because the distance we would have to go to blame a ghost. You know how many you lost it, no, you lost it, quit
That's
moving my
so
shit arguments we would have to have
funny.
before any of us, either of us would be like, I think it's a ghost. So, okay. And you, why the fuck are you still living in the same
Dude,
place?
so
What are
check
you
this out.
doing?
I'm moving out, man. I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like I'll tell you a funny thing in a bit. So this is not the last. The last thing that happened is this. Before I
There's
came,
more?
yeah, there's more. So before I got to Denver,
There's no way people are watching your special. You're too weird. You were
I'm
right.
weird as hell. I told you,
Justin,
nobody's gonna
start
like
the episode over. He
it.
be off. Let's cut off. Let's have an off air producer
That's
meeting. Have
yeah,
him
my
start with the
special.
runaway from home stuff.
So I'm in Denver right now. Before I left the night before. So what I've been doing after I came back from vacation, I didn't want to acknowledge it at all. I think I just showed too much curiosity, you know, and I was like, I think I'm inviting this thing. And so I'm like, I'm not gonna acknowledge it at all. I'm just gonna ignore it until it
Are
leaves.
you trying to say that you think
I
you're
gave it the
asking
sign.
for it? You think you're
Yeah,
you?
no, it's funny. I think
What
I'm
were you
asking for
wearing,
it.
Ollie? Were you asking to be haunted?
It's funny. And I'm also giving it the silence treatment, which is hilarious. So I stop acknowledging it. Anytime she brings it up, I'm like, I don't want to talk about this. She goes, what happened? You 360'd. I was very curious at first because it's like, it's kind of, you know, I'm a curious guy. I was like, what the fuck is this? There's something here. Now I want nothing to do with it. So because I feel like we've been ignoring it, it's starting to do weird shit to get attention. So I'm in the living room. This is 2 nights ago. I'm sitting down, swear to God, sigh. I see a shadowy thing just fly by directly ahead where like we have a painting. It just kind of go just zips by. And I go, okay, maybe I saw something, maybe I didn't. I don't want to think too much about it. I ignore it. Then I start feeling kind of heavy and agitated. I just feel weird, which was weird because we just went out to dinner. We had a good time. We're in really good vibes. I was like, I don't feel good in this space. I'm gonna go take a shower and I just wanna go to bed, call it a night. I go to bed usually at midnight. This is a 9:30 p.m. I'm like, I'm
Yeah.
done. I'm gonna call
You're thinking, I
it.
want to be asleep and vulnerable since the house seems very dangerous.
I just wanna call it a night. I'm sick of this thing. So I go take a shower and then we go to bed early. It's 9:50 p.m. And then I feel that sensation of being watched again. We leave a crack open on our door because we have cats that come and go. So I'm looking at that space. It's completely, utterly dark. It's dark. And no, by the way, nobody in the building is there at this point. Everybody's on vacation. We live in a quadplex. And I'm looking at that little hallway, and me and her are looking at the same time. And I tell you, man, the hallway illuminates. And not like a regular light, like particles of energy. It gets brighter, and it gets bright in a way that I'm not familiar with. And then I go, "Hey, did you see that? Did somebody turn on a light or something?" And she goes, "Oh, it could be the carbon monoxide thingy," which is not, because that thing makes a very specific, very concentrated
Did you
light.
guys, you guys bought one of those particle of energy carbon monoxide detectors, did you?
Yeah, we did. So I go, "Okay." And then I go, "Yeah, it could be that. I was just trying to lie to myself so I can sleep." And then we hear steps, like somebody's walking in the hallway. And then I go, "Oh, this could be like Rob and Mela, the people that live downstairs." And she goes, "Yeah, that's probably them." And she knows that that's a lie because they're on vacation.
So she's, you guys are
We're
lying to one
to
another to
ourselves
try to
just so we can
justify
sleep.
it.
Yes. So we both go to sleep, and I wake up from, I just have weird stress dreams. And
Sure.
then I, at one point, I wake up and I go, "That's it for sleep. I don't want to go back to sleep anymore. I have decent energy, and I still have my eyes closed, and I'm thinking rational thoughts. I'm just analyzing stuff, just having regular thoughts. I'm fully awake." And then I hear the word "good."
No.
And it's not Kelsey, because she has a very feminine, beautiful voice. This is a grown ass man saying "good," and I woke the fuck up. I was like, "What?" And I looked at Kelsey, and I was like, "There's no way she just made that
The sleeping woman next to you just said
sound."
good?
Good. Yeah. I was like, "What is that?" So I was like, "I'm not going back to sleep." And then I unfortunately fell back asleep. And then I get the sleep paralysis, weird sensation.
Come on, man.
I
What the
managed
fuck do
to.
you mean you? Here's the thing. I have to step in for the audience. I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna let you finish the rest of this, but like,
Nobody's watching the special.
we're gonna have a talk after this about the. So obviously, I heard a grown man say the word good, and then I went back to sleep. Okay, so you
Want
went.
to. I just fell asleep.
You totally. Of course you did. Well, that listen, like the whispers, it's like the winds are whispering nature's lullaby into your ears. Is just like hearing an ominous, non-present voice say the word good. It's obviously. So you okay? So you obviously and rationally fall back asleep after hearing a stranger's voice in your home.
Back to the sleep paralysis, which, by the way, it happened to me a handful of times all of my life, and now this is like the 18th time in the last 5 weeks, and I feel that weird
Very
sensation,
specific number.
and I wake up, and then I'm like, "Fuck that! I'm not going back to sleep." I stay up at 5:30 a.m. She wakes up, and she immediately turns on the lights of the bedroom. She goes, "What the fuck was that last night?" And she describes what she saw from her end, because she's by the door, so I only see half the door. Like, I see the, halfway through the door. So
She's
she
standing
sees.
by the door when you guys are having this conversation.
No, this is what when we saw the light thing. She sleeps by. She sleeps. She's closer to the door, so she has
Oh,
the
she's
full
on the
view.
door of the bed. Her
Yeah.
side is closer to the door.
Correct. So she sees the
Gross.
whole hallway. I only
Got
see
it.
half of it. So she goes, "That was definitely not the carbon monoxide thing, because I saw it again and it was not it." And she goes, "What I saw is a light that was so bright." And she saw that it was a, she said it started from a center, it became like a ball of energy, and then it went back to that center and became dark. So she saw a bit the same thing, but a little bit more intense and different. And then I was like, "Good luck sleeping alone, because I'm gonna be I was about to fly out, and that's
Oh God.
and she's
Go
gonna
stay with
be
your family. Go stay with your family,
I
Kelsey.
said, "Yeah, so just go get out of here." And well, she's in DC now, and then I have
Okay.
to go back Sunday, and I have to be alone for 2
To this
days.
same place.
to the same
This
place.
could be the last time we see you. What are you,
dude? I've been literally contemplating rekindling relationships from the past so I can sleep over.
Time to cheat just so you don't get haunted to death.
Yeah, dude.
What? So now here's my question. Everybody watch Ollie Salton special on YouTube. Here's my
and
question.
Zero ghost stories, by the way. If you hate this.
No, this is all it is. This is actually the special. Here's what you don't know. He actually doesn't have a special. This is just a long pitch to tell you to watch Ghosts on CBS.
That's funny.
So my initial question is, in the span of time that the first thing happened to where we are now, you're saying about 5 weeks?
Mm-hmm. About five,
okay.
6 weeks.
And so after the first thing happened, in the 4 to 5 months and 29 days after that, why have you not broken your lease and moved into a new place?
Dude, I
what
just
the
started,
fuck are you talking? I love you. Why are you in this house?
I did just start having those thoughts now. I'm like, I don't
just
need to live there. Yeah.
You didn't have them after. Good. Well, looks well, like well, if,
good,
I hear good.
Good just happened. Good was 2 days ago. That's what did it for me.
Okay, cool. Because if I hear good in the middle of the night, I go, well, I guess I'm just going to live in my car until I find a better seat. I'm not re-entering that home. Here's my prediction. Either you're being haunted. It's one of three things. Either that home is haunted and you got to get the hell out of it.
We really do. Yeah.
Two, maybe you and Kelsey are being haunted and it's going to follow you and that's not going to be great.
I don't think so.
I think that's less likely. I think that's far less likely.
Yeah.
Three, and I think probably most likely, does somebody in that quadplex want their buddy or family member to live next to them and they're fucking with your heads to get you to move
well,
out?
That's a great theory, except that we have an apartment that's been open for 3-4 months that no one even wanted to move to. So we have an available space.
Oh, there's one in the quadplex that's available that no one's going into?
Yes.
Do you think that's because it's fucking haunted?
Didn't they just get shivers? So they walk in goosebumps. I'm like, whoa, this place is...
Well, it's a 3 beds, 2 baths. It's a beautiful crown molding. The couple next door keep seeing energy blurbs. And what did you say? What was...
Avoidant figure.
Avoidant figure, the terms that you have used. It's like, for a guy who has, like... and I'm always amazed when anybody learns a second language. For a guy who, you know, Yemeni born, you know, first Yemeni born stand-up comedian to ever be on national television, to be on cable television, all this stuff. That's, you know, for you to have learned our language, but still be like, no. It's not enough to learn it. I need to go on a podcast and say terms like voidant figure.
Yeah. That's funny.
Now you're just showing off. Well, I can't count to 5 in Spanish.
Hilarious.
So
we're definitely
move out. Move out.
Definitely moving out.
Move
out.
When's the lease up? When's the lease
well,
up?
Well, we're on like a month by month thing. So
oh my gosh! Just to hand him a check for the month. Go stay at your mom's house for a while and get the fuck out.
I have to.
I would rather sleep in a room with family members having sex than live in that place. What the fuck are you talking about?
You know,
get out.
You know who I called immediately? I called Mike Brody.
Famous ghost comedian Mike Brody.
Ghost Hunter, yeah.
Brody's been on this show, and Brody for a while was the official comedian of the TV show Ghost Hunters, so he'd perform at their events. Here's the thing, on the Brody scale, you know, Brody is both a ghost hunter and autistic, so he'll tell it
100%.
Like it is.
Yeah,
so does this pique his interest? Is he like, yeah, or?
He didn't answer the phone because he was on a cruise. So he texted me back and he said, oh, dude, I'm so sorry. Burn some sage and tell it to leave. That's all the advice he gave me.
That was Brody's advice?
Mm-hmm.
I could get that from any child who's ever watched an episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark? Get that.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the name of your special, Ollie?
It's called Pop, Jazz, and Blues.
Pop, comma, Jazz and Blues. You didn't go with the Oxford comma. You kept the Oxford comma out.
Uh-huh.
filmed in the beautiful Sisyphus showroom in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you produced it yourself.
I did, yeah.
Put a lot of work into it. It's very
Hey,
beautiful.
I put all my savings into it, aka my checking account.
Yep. And as I always say, smart decision. I always say the number one thing we should do in comedy is bet on ourselves because we have a really realistic assessment of how good we are. Dude, the special is so good. It's really
Oh,
good.
thank you.
I've
Thank
known
you.
you since you first started doing open mics. The hard work you've put in, the place you are now, it's
Thank you
really
so much.
fantastic. See, it was a really fun special to watch. I know the
Thank you.
people who listen to this show and come out to see Chad and have either seen you or are going to get to see you on one of his shows. I know you guys will love it. So, despite
Thank you
the
so much.
fact that this might be his last appearance on a
Oh yeah, for sure.
podcast,
This was a very not good story to tell on
if
a
you guys could get
podcast,
on YouTube and watch that special so there's some sort of ad money that can go to his family when they
yeah.
set up the Ali Sultan Ghost Fund, that would be really great. It's dude, it's really, really fantastic.
Thank you so much.
I have a feeling that you will be making another appearance on this show when Chad is back
Okay.
because I think we're going to
Would love to.
probably need an update on this.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely have to give you an update. And the update is hopefully I love my new apartment. It should
Yeah.
be the update.
The update is this apartment was built in 2016.
Yeah. It's not fucking,
My
it's not haunted.
wife and I aren't lying to ourselves while trying to fall asleep. It's a really neat place. They've got a pool and everything.
Here's a side thing that I think is funny is like, we have two cats, right? And this whole time in our relationship, people talk about cats are guardians and spiritual, blah, 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 and they can see and guard you and all this stuff. This whole time, these cats have been clueless, dude. They've been sleeping like babies. Zero help.
You're seeing voidant figures and they're just passed out in another
They're
room.
just, yeah, they can give two a fuck less.
So you got to
That's
get a dog. I've got a tiny dog, and
you do, yeah.
if somebody walks by our house across the street at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he's like, "What if I barked until tomorrow?"
That's not fun.
Yeah.
That's not fun at all.
Chase that bitch ghost out of there.
Yeah.
I do think you're probably being haunted. I don't know
Yeah.
what I believe in, but I tell you what I
Oh
don't
shit.
do. I'm not in the business of like, I'm not gonna risk it just to find out. Like, I don't want to be the guy who's like, ghosts are fake. Good night. Yum, yum,
Yeah.
yum, yum, yum.
You don't want that type of yeah, I wouldn't call a ghost out and go to bed where you're the most vulnerable. Yeah, it's been really bothersome. I have not been getting great sleep.
It's like you and Chad are having a race to see who can get the worst sleep.
Yeah,
Here's my
yeah.
last pitch before we leave. And I think we decide this without him being here because when I'm in charge of the show, I feel like I have power of authority over a lot of things.
Sure.
I would formally like to invite you and Kelsey to come move in with Chad and Kelsey.
Ah, they do have a big house. I feel
Big
like there's
house, a lot
space
of
for all of us.
basements.
Hey, a lot of basements. We can move
Two
that ping pong
Kelseys.
table.
That's a
Yeah.
very fun situation.
That's
One
a
of you's
sitcom.
mad, freaking out, being like, "What's happening, Kelsey?" And they're both like, "Who? Which one?" Very
That,
fun. Very
yeah,
fun situation.
that's a three-season sitcom. I like that.
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.